Just finished Hampton 2, Kingstonian 1. Kim, you said when the draw came out this was going to be a tough one, and you were proved right.
Yeah, it was a tough game, but obviously from our point of view, I think we've done more than enough to win the game. You know, obviously the supporters won't be happy and there'll be things said, but to be fair, we can't play a lot better than we played today. We played some really good football and we got the ball in the box on I don't know how many occasions, but it's just not going for us. It's as simple as that.
Do you agree that the game was probably lost in the first half where we really dominated for 45 minutes but ended at 0-0?
Absolutely, this is what we're saying in there. You know, you've seen games like it before, it's happened to us before, we're dominating. I think we should have had a penalty, I think, in the first half. Stafford was definitely brought down. And things do get away from us, right? You know, sooner or later they're going to have a chance, and they did, and they scored, and, you know, you can't knock them for that. But the game should have been over at half time, what you're saying is exactly right.
I think both their goals came from attacks down our left. Is that a particular cause for concern?
No, the second goal, Scott Smith stood off on the edge of the box, gave the bloke an invitation to have a shot, which he did. Couldn't hit it any better, could he? You know, Lance didn't get near it, and I wouldn't expect him to get near it. The first one, lack of concentration from Mark Jones down the left, as you say. You know, when he's over the other side from me, and I'm not talking to him, he seems to have a rush of blood to the head sometimes, and he gave the ball away in a bad position and then didn't recover. And that's the end of the story.
One plus point was Scott Steele coming back and scoring a very good goal. Do you think that's the touch of class we've been missing recently?
Absolutely. We all know what Scott can do with the ball in and around the penalty area, and today was no different. You know, he has made the chance for himself with a drag back, and that's how to hit the shots. I mean, I think we had 15 shots in the box before he came on from 10 or 12 yards that were... you know, scuffed along the floor or miss it. It didn't really trouble the goalkeeper, which is testimony to Scott, you know, his ability on the ball. Obviously, he's been injured since the Fulham game. And if I'd have had the opportunity to play him, then I would have played him, obviously, because he's a class player and he does give us something else. But,
yeah, we've got a week off now. Is that going to be a good opportunity to get a couple of people back fully fit now?
Yeah, I'm going to have a friendly game at Walton Casuals on Tuesday night. It's not a match for spectators. It's just going to be a practice training game that they've kindly offered to give us because we haven't anywhere to actually train on Tuesday. So it'll be good opportunities for people that haven't been playing, you know, sitting on the bench and get a game into them. That's the idea of it.